Hey friends, welcome back to the podcast. This is episode 2 of Not Just a Mom. I'm your host, Becky Mitchell, and I'm super excited because this is number 2 and I'm actually doing it. And it's scary and it's also a bit weird to be talking to yourself. So I'm hoping to get like maybe some interviews or some conversations or something as I progress, but I'm learning and I'm doing and I'm excited. So that was what I wanted to talk to you guys about today is judgment. Because I find that a lot of our quote unquote issues that we have are based on either what other people are thinking of you and your expectations for other people. So like, for example, judging people if they, don't give their kids the opportunity to go into organized sports, or judging people who are only in organized sports and that's their entire life, and it revolves around that. Both are fine. Both are whatever those families want. And for me, I just feel like there is, well, there's mom judgment. If you're on a Facebook group with moms in it, there is some opinions that people have that most of the time are just not necessary. And I just feel like while we're working through life and growing, and these are just observations that I've made that I hope I can share with you to just like put on some rose-colored glasses maybe a little bit and view the world just a little bit kinder. More kind? Kinder. You hear that saying, if we all threw our troubles into a big pile in the middle and then, looked around and saw what was there, we would run to get our own troubles back. And I really feel like whatever you're dealing with or going through is yours to go through, and that you just need to be aware of other people going through things too. So, and then what you're basing it on. Are you judging someone because they're 40 and don't have any kids? Are you judging someone because they're 25 and they have 4 kids? Are you judging someone because of their age and they don't have X, like a car or a home or a... And what are you judging that on? Because this collective norm that everyone judges against might not be the norm for everybody. I know when I was a financial advisor, owning a house seemed to be a big deal to everybody, but not if it didn't make sense for you. If you could pay half as much money and rent a place that you didn't have to maintain the lawn and you didn't have to maintain the house, period, and you had somebody look after that for you, then that is going to make sense for you. And some people just don't feel the need to. It's not always a good investment. And now more than ever with the housing prices the way they are, getting into home ownership, even when you're young, is crazy almost. Like, I don't know how younger kids are doing it, but just all of these ideals that we have that we judge other people on. But really, I just encourage you to sit back and think, is that the ideal? I know something, I was a bit unconventional because I actually didn't care to go to university. I went to become a massage therapist. So I learned a trade that would give me a job. And I really feel like that was something that made sense to me that I could do. My brother went to university and he got a sales job that way, a business degree, I believe it was. However, either one of those was fine. But there is this like, you know, you need to go to school and then you'll get a better paying job and that sort of thing. And, both my husband and I did not go to university and are doing well in life, I believe. You know, and I also don't know that we'll encourage our kids to go that route only because we both had the experience from the other side. Obviously, if they love school and they're passionate and they want to be whatever, then of course we will encourage them to pursue their dreams that way if that's what they want to do. But, you know, it wasn't a high priority for us. Our kids are young. It's a long way away. We might change our minds by then, which is another thing about judgment. I mean, I feel like you can change your mind and that's okay. As long as you're not changing your mind like every day about things. But, what I wanted to talk about then too also is when you feel yourself judging somebody, ask yourself, like, what standards are you judging them on? Theirs or yours? And, you know, is it affecting you and them? Is it affecting the relationship? Are you judging them and feeling like, oh, they should be doing this because I did this? Or, you know, like, is it just out of genuine concern for their well-being? So, and what's happened to them? Because do you know the whole story? Like, what would people say about you if you were in that situation or going through what they're going through? And then how would that make you feel? And, you know, it is just good enough to listen to somebody. You know, and not pass judgment on what they're doing. You can encourage them to work through it. You know, if it is something that they're going through, you know, if you have tools that you've used in the past that might be able to help them cope with that, but just really recognizing, like, and the other thing is that, I mean, some people say things just to be mean. And I mean, that I hope that's not the case for, you know, most people, or maybe they don't intend to be mean, but it gets misconstrued or something like that. But I just really feel like most people, like, you know that, like, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. That our parents used to tell us, like, that just makes sense. It's just, you know, it doesn't make you any better passing judgment on someone else. And I just feel like you'd be so much more free in A, knowing that, like, you don't have to consume your time or energy with someone else's life, and B, knowing that in a reciprocal world, you would not be being judged by the choices that you're making every day. And so I just feel like, you know, that was something that I wanted to talk to you guys about, because it's something that obviously I am not perfect at, but I want to continue to work at every day, because I just feel like, you know, once you can decide that what matters is you and your happiness and how you feel, and then not worrying about what other people are doing, like, just, you know, let them live their life and you can live your life. And I think the world would just be a much nicer place if we, you know, cast all the judgment aside and just let everybody do their thing and live their life. And, you know, if you could do the same thing, then I feel like you would be happier too, because then, you know, you're not worrying about what other people are saying about you. And then you don't have to worry about other people's lives, because in the end, it's not affecting you at all. I mean, if it is, then that's obviously different. But, you know, someone's decision whether they become vegan or vegetarian or go the other way and do like a full meat or keto diet or something, like, it's not affecting you. They're not making you do that. You know, they might want to share about the benefits of not eating meat or being a vegetarian or something that they're excited about. And I mean, you can be like, thanks, that's not for me, but like super interesting. Or, you know, just let them share, let them be excited about what they're excited about. And then, you know, maybe they will return the favor and listen to you when you find a passion that you're excited about and want someone to listen to you, share it with them. So yeah, that was episode 2, guys. I'm really excited and I'd love to hear some feedback from the episodes, and then also what you'd like to hear about, in my humble opinion, on any topics, motherhood or wifedom or life or, you know, whatever it is. I would love to hear your feedback and what you'd like to hear about. So again, if we can put the judging aside and just be kind and just be thoughtful of what people may or may not be going through, and let them live their life just like we want other people to let us live ours. So hope you guys have an amazing day, and we will see you all on the next one.